ॐ आपवित्रो पवित्रो वा सर्वावस्थं गतोऽपि वा यस्मरेत् पुण्डरीकाक्षं सभयाभ्यन्तरासूचि. We chant this verse at the beginning of the taking of the vows of initiation because this verse reveals the very essence of the process of initiation and the purpose of life. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sajya Kabunoi Sravanadi Sudhi Cheti Koriye Udoi. That pure love for Krishna is the inherent nature of every living being. Ecstatic love of God is within the heart of all beings. We are all part and parcel of Krishna. We have all expanded from Krishna in jiva tattva for the purpose of loving reciprocation with the Lord. Krishna, being the perfect creator and the perfect facilitator of ecstatic rasas, has given each of us free will. Because without free will, there would be something lacking in our love. True love is an expression of surrender. Surrender to the pleasure of the object of our love at all costs. When we misuse that sacred God-given free will, we enter into the atmosphere of material consciousness. This material existence is like a prison, not simply here to punish us, but as a facility to rectify us and bring us back to our natural healthy condition. While traveling through the various species of the 8,400,000 species of life, we become endlessly entangled in the network of Maya's bondage. And in the process, we completely forget who we are and what is our relationship with God. The eternal soul that is full of knowledge and full of bliss, an eternal associate of the Lord, is thinking that its identity is a temporary, gross body made out of the eight elements of material nature. Trapped by Maya's allurements, we think that the goal of life is to satisfy the gross and subtle material bodies through gross forms of sense gratification born of the contact between the senses and their objects, and subtle forms of sense gratification, profit, adoration, and distinction. Thinking that this will make us happy, this type of sense gratification, we have accumulated more and more and more of these impressions within our heart. And therefore, our Krishna consciousness is virtually completely covered, inaccessible to us. It is as if you had billions of crores of rupees in a bank account, but you had no access to touch one paisa. What a lamentable condition that is. That is the situation of all living beings in the conditioned state of consciousness. Lord Chaitanya told Sri Rupa Goswami that after traveling through the various species of life, it is so rare to get the human birth, because the human birth gives us the opportunity to enter into our original natural blissful state of consciousness, to revive our love for Krishna in the human birth, which is so rare, the greatest benediction is the association of devotees. In the association of devotees, our spiritual consciousness begins to awaken. The spiritual master plants the seed of bhakti, bhakti lata bij, within the heart. There is nothing more precious that can possibly be obtained in this entire creation. Because within that seed of bhakti lies the potential for the ultimate fulfillment of all of our soul's desires. And the spiritual master teaches us how to properly protect and water that seed. We must offer it nourishing water every single day if we expect it to grow properly. And that water is hearing the glories and the teachings of the Lord. And according to what we hear, we repeat the message by speaking the glories and teachings of the Lord, and especially by practicing the Yuga Dharma of the chanting of the holy names. Lord Chaitanya himself accepted the role of a disciple to teach us. He is Swayam Bhagavan, the source of all avatars. But yet, he is most magnificent, most munificent, and most merciful when he appears as Lord Chaitanya. Not only does he give the highest realm of spiritual realization, but he also teaches us by his example. Lord Chaitanya did not begin his mission until he accepted initiation from his Guru Maharaj and received the order to preach from him. The Lord performed humble, menial, simple service for his Gurudev. Cooking, cleaning, serving with his own hands. And he did it with such love and gratitude. Later on, he explained in Varanasi that my Guru Maharaj told me that I am a fool. You will never understand the essence of life by studying Vedanta. This realization will come only through one means. My Guru Maharaj, the Lord said, gave me a verse to always remember and never forget. Harinama, Harinama, Harinam eva kevalam, kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatir anyata. That in this age of Kali, there is no other way except the chanting of the holy names. Now one may ask, this is a sloka from Brihadnaradiya Purana. It is one sloka out of millions of slokas in the Vedas. Why do we emphasize this one so much? Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as the Yuga Avatar, he put most emphasis on this sloka. Krishna declares in Sri Bhagavad Gita, Vedaishta Saravyar Aham Eva Vedyo Vedanta Krit Veda Vedeva Chaham, that he is the writer of the Vedas. He is the knower of Vedanta, the conclusions of the Vedas. And by all the Vedas is he to be known. So here is the author of all the Vedic literatures. And he's coming in Kali Yuga to teach us what in the Vedas that he has written, that he has inspired, is most important for us to understand. And the Lord put ultimate emphasis on this verse, that in the age of Kali there is no other way, no other way, no other way of attaining the ultimate perfection save and except the chanting of the holy names. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Because the name of Krishna is none different than Krishna. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Krishna has descended in this age of Kali in his name. Nama Chintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Ras Vigraha. Nam Namakari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. All the powers and opulences of Krishna are within the name. Therefore, the name has the power to destroy all the demon anartas within our hearts. The name of Krishna has the power to awaken our original love for Him. How does this take place? Om apavitra pavitro va sarvavastam gathopi va yasmaret pundarikaksam bhayabhyatana suchi. Because Krishna and His name are spiritually pure. By remembering Krishna through His name, we become purified. It is such a simple and wonderful process. In fact, it is the only process that the common people in the age of Kali can possibly follow. And it is more powerful than all other processes. Because Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtana, the name of the Lord has descended from the spiritual world, especially to bring us to the spiritual world of Goloka. We can access the full mercy of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna when we sincerely chant the holy names. Thus Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us that everything in our spiritual lives will be fulfilled if we simply learn how to properly chant the holy names. The Lord taught us how to chant the holy names. We must guard against the tense offenses. Everyone please recite the tense offenses to the holy names.
The 10 offenses against the holy name are as first, to blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name of the Lord. Second, to consider the names of demigods like Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu. Third, to disobey the orders of the spiritual master. Fourth, to blaspheme the Vedic scriptures or scriptures in pursuance of the Vedic version. Fifth, to consider the glories of chanting Hare Krishna to be imagination. Sixth, to give some interpretation of the holy name of the Lord. Seventh, to commit sinful activities on the strength of the holy name. Eighth, to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna to be one of the auspicious ritualistic activities which are offered in the Vedas as fruitive activities, karma kanda. 9. To instruct the faithless persons about the glories of the holy name. 10. To not have complete faith in the chanting of the holy name and to maintain material attachments even after understanding so many instructions on this matter. It is also an offense to be inattentive while chanting. Every devotee who claims to be a Vaishnava must guard against these offenses in order to quickly achieve the desired success, Krishna Prema.
We must endeavor to carefully understand these offenses and persistently guard against committing them. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so infinitely merciful. He gave us a single verse. If we simply endeavor to follow that verse, naturally our chanting becomes offenseless. Trinarapi sunichena taror iba sahishnana amanina manatena kirtaniya sada hari. To aspire for humility even more than the blade of grass. To aspire to be tolerant like the tree. Happy to offer all respect to others and expect no respect in return. In this humble spirit of servant of the servant of the servant, Krishna will become so pleased that He will manifest His full glory in His holy name. And then spontaneously, naturally, we could chant the name constantly. today you are taking Harinam initiation. According to Srila Prabhupada's merciful direction, we actually take vow to chant the holy names at least 16 rounds on our mala each day. Following this principle of servant of the servant, cultivating humility and dedication as the crest jewel of our goals in life. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would sometimes say, first deserve, then desire. The ultimate goal of life is prema bhakti. That is the ultimate aspiration of every Vaishnava. But first deserve, then desire. How to deserve? Through our humility and our dedication to following the teachings of Sri Guru and Parampara. When Guru is pleased, Sri Radharani blesses us and offers our life at the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. At time of initiation, we also vow to follow four regulative principles. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, and no eating of meat. Lord Chaitanya explained why to Sri Rupa Goswami. When this tender little seed of bhakti begins to sprout, it must be very carefully protected, because in its very young state, it could easily be trampled upon or broken to pieces. Sinful activities counteracts whatever spiritual efforts we make. In fact, Bhagavatam declares that one must come to the mode of goodness before he or she can transcend the modes of nature. Therefore, it is essential that we follow these regulative principles. They are the pillars of materialistic sin. They drag our consciousness to the lower modes of passion and ignorance. By following these regulative principles very carefully, we gradually come to the platform of the mode of goodness. And then the chanting of the holy names brings us beyond those modes of natures to the spiritual platform of consciousness. The third offense to the holy name is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. So it is important that we understand the spirit of what the spiritual master is teaching us, both theoretically and practically. Srila Prabhupada exclaimed very strongly on one occasion that philosophy has little or no value without proper behavior. We have suffered since time immemorial because of our desire to enjoy and exploit. Krishna consciousness is devotional service. To learn how to apply this principle to every aspect of our life, to be the servant of the servant of the servant in a spirit of genuine, honest devotion. What pleases the Lord, we must understand from Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra, not from our own intelligence. Srila Prabhupada said, you could show your love for me by how you cooperate with one another. Pleasing Guru is not according to our idea, it is according to his idea. So to be servant of the servant of the servant, to help others in this spirit, to be instrument of Krishna's compassion in this world, that is our goal in life. Along with the seed of devotion, many weeds will grow, especially the weeds of desire for prestige, the weeds of seeing faults in others, the weeds of wanting position, the weeds of wanting facilities to enjoy, these weeds actually grow as we progress on the path of spiritual life. Therefore, the gardener must be very careful to identify the weed as a weed. Without the help of Guru and Vaishnavas, it is impossible. Maya will disguise that weed to look even better than the Bhakti Lata Beej. Maya will most definitely convince you, without doubt, whoever you are, however philosophical you may be, that the weed is the seed of devotion, and the seed of devotion is the weed. Therefore, we require the association of devotees. And understanding the spirit and the form of the Guru's teachings, then we will always be on the right path to starve and cut down these weeds and continue to chant Harinam with great enthusiasm. Today is the very holy festival of Ram Navami. It is the appearance day of Sri Ramchandra. It is also the appearance day of Sri Sri Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar, and Sri Gornitai in Srila Prabhupada's temple in Vrindavan town. On this day, Srila Prabhupada personally installed the deities in his own home. It was such a glorious pleasure for Srila Prabhupada. He left India in 1965 as a representative of Guru Parampara. His Gurudev gave him the order to spread Krishna consciousness through Harinam all over the world. Srila Prabhupada stressed so strongly this principle of parampara, that the spiritual master is not God. The spiritual master's qualification is simply to present the teachings of Krishna as they have been handed down through the great acharyas as it is. Srila Prabhupada, although he performed a miracle that no one else had ever dared to do, take the path of pure bhakti, braj bhakti, all over the world, repeatedly he would tell us, "My only qualification, I'm simply repeating what my spiritual master has spoken without adding or subtracting anything." Because when we act as a humble instrument, then all the mercy of all the great acharyas, the associates of the Lord, flow through our lives. And that mercy can transform anyone's heart who receives it. Dina hina yata chilo harinam udharilo thara sakshi jagai madhai. Even jagai and madhai were delivered by the holy name of Krishna. On this day, all of you are taking vows of dedication and service. And in reciprocation, the flow of the mercy of all of the beloved acharyas of Guru Parampara is entering into your hearts. It is a great benediction. If anyone thinks that they deserve initiation, they are an illusion. It is not that because we chant 16 rounds minimum and follow 4 regulative principles for many years that we are qualified for initiation. This is an egoistic, outrageous misconception. Our only qualification for initiation is the causeless mercy of Guru and the Vaishnavas. The causeless, inconceivable mercy of Parampara. The chanting of 16 rounds and following four regulative principles is simply a very, very menial gesture of sincerity. And if we could just do that little amount, then causeless mercy bestows such a benediction upon us. So a devotee should never be proud. As we're making spiritual progress, we shouldn't think, I am better than others. The real sign of spiritual advancement is as you're advancing, you're thinking yourself more humble and more eager to serve all others. It is this spirit that will access the greatest quantity of causeless mercy. So Srila Prabhupada installed Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar and Gaur Nitai on this day to invite people from all over the world to enter into the pastimes of Vrindavan. When devotees would come to Vrindavan, Prabhupada would preach very strongly. Actually, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he taught us, do not try to see Krishna. Try to serve Krishna in such a way that he is pleased to see you. Because we cannot see Krishna. Not as long as we have a false ego and we're seeing through material eyes. We're seeing, but we're not seeing. We're seeing the deity that is Krishna, but we could only really appreciate, we could only really love to the degree Krishna reveals himself to us. So similarly, the holy Dham is not different than Krishna. Do not try to see Vrindavan Dham. Try to serve Vrindavan Dham in such a way that Vrindavan will reveal herself to you. Sri Radharani is Vrindavan Eshwari. She is the goddess and queen of Vrindavan. When she is pleased with us by our humble spirit of servitude, by our surrender, by our enthusiasm to chant Harinam, then she will reveal the holy Dham to us. So Srila Prabhupada established this temple in such a way that by reading his books, by following his teachings, by associating with his sincere devotees, we could come and actually experience Vrindavan Dham. Today is Ram Navami. Sri Ramchandra appeared in this world to destroy the demon Ravana. And in the process, performing such sweet and wonderful pastimes with his devotees to attract our hearts. In fact, in Mumbai, at Sri Radha Ras Bihari Temple, Srila Prabhupada installed on January. Actually, they were installed little later, but it was Prabhupada's vision and direction to install Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman at Bombay Juhu. And at this very moment, there's a wonderful festival going on. Ravana represents the desire to call God's property our own. This is the fundamental basic disease of every conditioned soul. Janasya moho yamaham mamati. We want to think in terms of I and mine. I am this body. I am all the designations pertaining to this body. And whatever I can somehow or other acquire is mine. This mentality is a symptom of envy. Because sarva loka maheshwaram, everything is the property of Krishna. Bhoktaram jagyatapasam, and everything is meant for Krishna's service. He is the supreme enjoyer. Our constitutional position is not to enjoy. It is to be enjoyed. Being enjoyed, we experience the ultimate enjoyment. In trying to enjoy, we experience endless suffering. So Ravana, he had such hopes that he would enjoy the property of Ram, Sita. He already lived in a golden city. He conquered demigods. He had no challenges. He had beautiful wife and so many other ladies. He had vast armies of loyal, obedient soldiers. But still, he was not satisfied. No amount of material enjoyment can ever satisfy the heart. Thus, close by at Panchabati, Nasik, he stole Sita. At least he thought he did. Sri Ramchandra declared war against Ravana. And to help him was Sri Hanumanji and the monkeys. Mahabharata is all about war. Ramayana is all about war. Bhagavad Gita is preparation for war. And everyone talks about peace on earth. World is a place of war. Dukalaya mashashvatam, it is a place of conflict because there's so much suffering. Spiritual life means declaring war against the anartas, the enemies within our hearts. And it is not an easy fight. Trying to conquer lust, envy, anger, greed, pride, and illusion is very, very difficult. They are represented by Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Shishupal, Dantavakra, Hiranyaksha, and Hiranyakashipu. These are the enemies that we have allowed to reign within our hearts. And we are asked to fight a battle against them. In fact, we must fight this battle against them. And we are guaranteed victory. Manmanabhavamadbhakto madhyajimnam namaskuru mam evaishyasi satyam te pratijani priyoshime. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me and offer your homage unto me. In this way you will come to me without fail. So we have to, by following the teachings of Sri Ram, by being a devotee of Sri Ram, by being armed with the name of Sri Ram, we have to fight these demoniac propensities within our hearts. And that is what initiation is about. It is not about getting a name and getting some social prestige. You may or may not even like the name you're given. Many of my god brothers got names to this day they don't know what it means. Part and part of your name is Das. That is the part you must understand. Or Devi Dasi. Because we are taking vow to fight this war as a loyal, obedient soldier in Ram's army. We are taking vows, and by following these vows carefully, in the spirit of servant of the servant, yes, Sri Ram will personally appear and sever the heads of these Ravanas within our heart. This is Ram Navami. Taking shelter of Ram. Surrendering to Ram. And not only did the Lord teach us by His own example, but through His devotees. So many great devotees of Ram taught us the path of perfection. One celebrated Vaishnav is Hanumanji. He simply took the order of Ram as his life and soul. Nothing was impossible for Hanuman, because he didn't think in terms of his own qualifications or disqualifications. He only thought in terms of pleasing Ram. When Hanuman was asked to pick up a mountain, he brought mountain. Build bridge across ocean by floating rocks, he did it. Srila Prabhupada, in the mood of Hanuman, also crossed the ocean to a place even farther away than Sri Lanka, New York City. Srila Prabhupada, just such an obedient, empowered servant of his spiritual master. That is the path of perfection. Hanuman perfected the art of Dasya Ras. Of the 9 processes of devotional service, he was the perfect servant who executed the order of the Lord. So let us try to understand that principle of Hanuman's. In Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, Hanumanji appeared as Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta, when he was asked for any benediction by Lord Chaitanya, he revealed his heart. The heart of Hanuman in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's presence. Such humility he expressed. He said, "My Lord, if you must give me a benediction, then grant me this. In every birth I take, let me always be in the association of your devotees." That devotee who eternally considers himself you the master, and that devotee who considers himself the eternal servant. Let me always have such association. And in this spirit, let me always chant your holy name. Na danam na janam na sundarim kapitam vajagatisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishwari bhavatad bhakti rahoy teki twai. Herein, Murari Gupta, Hanuman, is expressing this principle of Lord Chaitanya's teachings. He did not want wealth. He did not want beautiful women. He did not want to become a learned scholar or a great poet. He did not want popularity, prestige, or followers. He did not even want liberation from suffering. Birth after birth after birth, I only want your unconditional service. Where is the hope for such unconditional service? In the association of those devotees who eternally identify as your servants. So it is a very auspicious day to surrender our lives unconditionally at the lotus feet of Sri Guru Parampara. Srila Prabhupada is the founder acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He is the prominent guru for all members of our society. He is practically empowered to represent Sri Rupa Goswami and our sampradaya. And whatever roles any of us play, we are all meant to work together to please Srila Prabhupada by serving his divine mission. The life of everyone in ISKCON should be in the spirit of servant of the servant, helping Srila Prabhupada to fulfill the order of his Guru Maharaj. And we have complete faith that there is nothing that will please Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda more. There's no greater and more direct access to the grace of Sri Radha Gopinath and through Srila Prabhupada's mercy. So we must give honor and respect to our Shiksha Gurus. We must be very faithful to our vows and to the instructions of the Diksha Guru. We must serve all the senior Vaishnavas with great honor and respect. We must serve those who are on a same level as us by becoming intimate, loving friends. We must serve those who come newer than us by being compassionate well-wishers. We must serve the conditioned souls by sharing the great wealth we have received with them. In this way, if you understand Prabhupada's teachings properly, you will be the servant of every living being. In various ways, helping Srila Prabhupada to inundate the world with the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Thank you very much.